SBS کوردی روجنینی ششه وار روجن یک شمه دو دنیورو یان گهلدانا بریا اینترنت دما دخوازی
لگل من امرو ما مستای با گشتی که ما مستای دانسو سما بالیا برز لیلا مراد لگل مانا لیلا ویلکم تو SBS کردیش
Roj Bash, very nice to talk to you, Reza.
First of all, you're a dance educator. You have a teaching background and a ballet dancer. So could you tell us a little bit about what you do and where you come from originally?
Sure. Thank you, Reza. I was born in Wales. So my mother is Welsh and my father is Kurdish. And I grew up between the UK and New Zealand. My education was partly in the UK, but then I did my postgraduate dance studies at Auckland University in New Zealand. From there, I trained to be a primary teacher with a view to doing dance specialist teaching with primary. And from there, I developed a real interest in transformative dance teaching and student-centered dance teaching and presented at Dance in the Child International in Adelaide last year, Pampa Panlaya, which is a beautiful UN-run gathering of dance educators from all over the world. I presented on my dance research there, and since then have been in Melbourne, based in Biraranga, Melbourne, and have been educating children in ballet and also a few adult classes in ballet tone as well. So yeah, I'm really enjoying the experience.
That's excellent. And you were mentioning before that you try to take on a unique perspective into your teaching and not teaching a certain way, but you're more focused on the actual children if you're, you know, teaching them, not kind of tailored from my understanding. Can you tell me a bit about how that works?
Absolutely. So the principal tenets of transformative dance teaching is that it's very student-centered and focused on what the children enjoy in their dance education and the love that they have for the dance and the creative side. So ensuring that the children feel very nurtured and stretched within the whole process of dance rather than focusing on end performance or examinations. It's really about creative play, socialization, and developing their skills, their motor skills, and really truly enjoying the marvelous thing that it is to be dancing and be moving. That's definitely my focus and has been a really important part of my pedagogy since I started dance education.
You teach adults as well. I mean, from my understanding, ballet in particular is one of those dances that you have to be trained from a very young age. Yeah. So how does that work for adults?
Absolutely. And it's actually something that I've tried to rework. I'm doing a class at Big Bang Studios in Northcote in Melbourne at the moment, which I call Ballet Tone. So it's really for, I suppose, adults and particularly adult women who, coming back into ballet after a hiatus, they may have had children, they may have had careers, they may have gone to university, or they may just have fallen out of love with ballet for a little while. And it's really focused around getting their confidence back in a really ballet-inspired way, but not necessarily a traditional ballet format. We do bar work that is quite inspired by Pilates as well. We do center work, adage, that is to very current music and really uplifting and fun and energizing rather than feeling like you're in an exam. It's a really uplifting class that is great for beginners as well.
And so are you saying it's not for me who have never done ballet, for example?
Everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the thing with my belief about dance is that dance is an open forum for anyone to express and to utilize their bodies in those ways. And ballet is traditionally seen as very elite, and that is why I think I've been so inspired to use the beauty of ballet but then open it to all abilities Yeah.
And coming back to your Kurdish background, I understand that some of the projects you do, do a little presentation in Kurdish. And also one of the projects that I am following is called Jian. So you're not out of touch with your Kurdish background, and you're trying to incorporate that into your work as well. How is that working for you?
Very much so. I think that the older I've got and the more mature I've become, the more curious often happens with many people about my roots and about, the things that make me me. And so getting back in touch with my Kurdish culture has been really important as an adult, not just as a child. So Jan was an idea that I had with some friends of mine here who are not of Kurdish backgrounds but are of other diverse backgrounds. So Cypriot, Greek, Waka Waka, Wurundjeri, Māori, lots of artists, STEM artists from diverse backgrounds who all have a shared interest in reconnecting with nature and expressing their love of nature through their art. So for me, one of my biggest inspirations is Raz Zainan, who is the Darling Beast. She's a really inspiring artist for me because she creates a lot of art based around this idea of jinn being connected with the sun and the mountains and feeling that sense of home and nostalgia for Kurdistan, the beautiful kind of mother country, but from London for her, and for me it's from all the way over here in Australia. So I really tied it all together by talking about how all of us were kind of yearning and searching for the life-giving force that is nature, and how that struggle is so well represented in that region of the Middle East with the Jinjian Azadi movement.
Jinjian Azadi?
Jinjian Azadi, and how that really enshrines that idea that we need to come back to nature, come back to the land, and also how little freedom there sometimes is in these big nation states and big cities where we've been taken our freedom away from us, I suppose.
So you have a few projects that are coming up. One of them, which is the Jian project, an exhibition. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Yeah, so this is really a showcase of about 15 interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary artists who are based in Buriranga, Melbourne. And they are all femme artists, varying from photographers. There's a potter, there's a jeweler. Some of us are dancers performing on the opening night. We've got a harpist, a musician. Lots and lots of different media. It's an immersive exhibition where we aspire for you to walk into nature and be nurtured and welcomed into nature when you walk into that room in Siteworks. And our curator, Michaela Meadow, is a very well-acclaimed photographer based here who's taken a lot of photography of women in natural settings. So her vision as well, our shared vision, is to really make it a beautiful, nurturing space where ideas can grow out of as well. So we have a few immersive performances on the evenings of the exhibition, one of them by a friend who is called Mariah. She's a florist as well as an actor. So she's doing an immersive theatre performance where the audience can also weave a floral crown at the same time and think about their narrative too. And then another one is Kristen O'Dwyer, who's doing a beautiful performance about how she navigates her identity growing up in this area of Australia and having so much affinity with ancestral echoes of this space, but also witnessing a lot of the ongoing cultural genocide of local tribes. So there's some dark stuff, there's some beautiful stuff, there's some uplifting stuff, and there's a lot to inspire. Yeah.
Leila Murad, dance educator and artist, we thank you so much for your time today and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Rafa. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you.